Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Hey, and thank you for tuning in to another edition of Home Based Business 101. Tonight's show is titled The YTP Travel Party. Hey, sit back, listen to our theme song, and we'll be right back at you. Right, that's our theme song. It's my time to claim my destiny. And we hope that you feel that way. And we thank you for tuning in, whether you're listening to this show live or whether you're picking it up in one of the archives or whether the show was emailed to you off our massive email list of also supporters and listeners. And tonight's show is called the YTB Travel Party. Before getting into the show's content, I want to make sure that my co-host is there, Monticello Mitchell. Are you with us tonight?
I'm here.
All right, great. How's your day been thus far?
It's been going real great, real good.
Good. Glad to have you here to help co-host the show tonight. And I will get started with our reading. And it says, I got to hand it to you. The difference between luck and ability is time. Reginald Lewis, the entrepreneur. Support from Reginald Lewis, entrepreneur who was one of the first African-American billionaires, Reginald Lewis. And here's the reading for the day. It says, Are you disenchanted with the hand that life has dealt you? Then change those circumstances to some more favorable ones. Your destiny lies within your hands, you know. Perhaps this parable will help you see our point. High up on a hilltop overlooking the beautiful countryside of East Africa lived an old wise sage whose wisdom was sought by many. Legend has it that he could answer any question anyone might ask of him. Well, two young boys believed they could fool the old sage one day, so they caught a small bird and headed for his home. One of the boys held a little bird in his hands and asked the old man if the bird was dead or alive. Without hesitation, the old man said, "Son, if I say to you that the bird is alive, you will close your hands and crush it to death. If I say the bird is dead, you will open your hands and let it fly away. You see, my son, in your hands you hold the power of life and death." When applied to your life, this parable has a much deeper message. Within your hands lie the seed of failure or the potential for greatness. You are capable of achieving your heart's desire, and the qualities that are necessary for such accomplishments lie within you at this very moment. Believe that you have been placed on earth for a purpose, and as you fulfill your purpose, you are shaping your own life and your own destiny. Make sure your future is in capable hands. Affirmation for the day: you can always find a helping hand at the end of your own sleeve. It's important that we take and look at the world and shape it, as the song, the theme song said, "Searching for my destiny, it's my time," and we have the power of life and death in our own hands, prosperity in our own hands. And that takes us into our show for this evening, which is, again, sharing with you the YTB opportunity. And Mr. Mitchell, what does YTB stand for?
Your Travel Biz.
That's right, Your Travel Biz, or some of us like to also say, You're Truly Blessed. Well, YTB is a company that's having a tremendous impact in the travel industry, and the show's theme tonight is the YTB Travel Party. Often what we do when new people are interested in getting involved in this very lucrative business, we help them host a travel party in which they can share the opportunity with their friends, family, and loved ones. And so we're going to do that tonight in the course of this broadcast. So the first thing we need to talk about is, why would one want to be involved in the travel industry? Well, travel is an industry that is realizing its remarkable potential in the marketplace. The industry pulls in $1.3 trillion annually in the United States, and almost $7 trillion worldwide. That's $2.4 million a minute in the United States. $2.4 million a minute. Now, economists have identified four principal trends that are making a significant growth in this travel industry. And so these are the things that you need to consider, or we share with people in terms of considering, about why we feel it's important to get involved in this business. Trend number one, baby boomers. That is the generation of people born between 1946 and 1964. They're having a huge impact on the travel industry. There are nearly 1 billion baby boomers worldwide that are turning 60. These 60-year-olds are facing retirement, which occurs at a rate of one person per 8 seconds for the next 20 years. So just in this short conversation, several people have already retired. And what will these newly retired baby boomers do when they retire? Travel, of course. Since we started the broadcast this evening, people are already trying to figure out where they're going to travel to as they didn't retire. Trend number two, the travel industry is growing 23% faster than the global economy. With such growth, a boom is on the horizon. In fact, travel is expected to double to $14 trillion worldwide in the next 10 years. So besides these baby boomers retiring, there's a tremendous growth process taking marketplace, and whenever you have growth in the marketplace, that creates opportunities. Trend number three, the continued growth of internet e-commerce will sustain online travel sales. Customers are spending billions on the internet, and travel is the fastest growing segment of that trend. See, 5 years ago, people primarily made small purchases on the internet. You know, people just, you know, would order tapes and maybe some books and some recipes and some other stuff. And as people begin to get more and more comfortable, today people have become very comfortable with buying such things as cars, homes, paying their bills, and, of course, travel online. So e-commerce is a very big factor in this travel industry. And trend number four, statistics show that small and home-based businesses are the fastest-growing segments of the U.S. economy. Home-based travel sellers are the fastest-growing segment of the travel agency community, with large and mid-sized companies downsizing, and corporate America offers little promise for job security. That's why people are turning to home-based business. It means that basically people are booking travel on the internet. The regular brick-and-mortar travel agencies are going out of business because now people can do their own purchases by using the internet, and people are getting involved in being able to have home-based business opportunities in which they have an online travel booking engine that allows people to book from their own website. Now, what I want to do now is turn the next segment of the show over to my co-host, Montesol Mitchell, where we'll tell you about what YTB offers in terms of a home-based travel booking engine and then give you some examples of some of the products that we have that people are able to book on this home-based travel booking engine, which is similar to what Orbis, Expedia, Travelocity, and others have. Monticello.
Yes. I'll tell you, Satawi, you're talking about trends, and, you know, people are going to have to wake up because these trends are going to happen. And another trend you might want to add to those four is, you know, like people today, most households own a computer. I mean, many, many years ago, you know, the car was the new thing. The TV was the new thing. The microwave was the new thing. And the computer is the latest new thing. Well, something else is going to happen is one day every household that owns a computer is going to basically own a travel site. So that's another reason you want to consider getting in on this trend right now. It's really a ground floor opportunity to make some serious bucks. But I want to tell you about some of the programs that you can access on our travel site. One of the programs is called a two-fly free program. Now, what is that? Well, people are vacationing, people are traveling, and basically what they're doing is they're going online. 82% of the personal travelers booked online. They're going online. They're booking their flight, their hotel, and basically their car rental if they so desire. But with the two-fly free program, it's a membership-based program. And basically, it goes like this. If, you know, you pay $300 one time, and then you've got 12 months to fly free to certain destinations, for instance, Florida, Palm Springs, Cancun, Jamaica, Europe. You've got 12 months to fly free to those locations. And you can fly as many times as you want to. You can fly every day if you want to. You just pay $300 one time, and you can fly practically all over the world for free. And that's a very exciting program because what is it going to do? What does it mean to you? Well, it's going to lower your travel costs by eliminating that money that you would pay on that flight. And basically you would just take care of your hotel and your rental car. So think about it, those three things, flight, hotel, rental car, we're going to take one of those costs out of your travel. We're going to take the cost for you to fly wherever you're going, and I'll give an example of what it looks like. Flying down to Florida, from where we are in North Carolina, that's going to cost about $418. Well, guess what? If you're a member of the Fly Free program, you're going to fly down there for nothing. And then let's turn around and go to Palm Springs. It's going to cost about $566. Well, that's not going to cost you anything because you're a member of the Two Fly Free program. Let's say you're going to Cancun. That's about $632. What does it cost you? Nothing, because you're a member of this program. Let's take it all the way to Jamaica, about $656. What's it cost you? Zero. You just pay for your hotel and your rental car if you're going to get a rental car. Now, that's an amazing savings, don't you agree? I've never seen anything like that. You're going to fly, get an opportunity. Once you become a member of this program, you get an opportunity to fly practically around the world for free. And that program is one of the hottest programs on our online site. Now, I'd like to talk about another program. It's called the Weekend Getaway Program. Now, with these packages, you and your spouse, you and your significant other can fly all over the country. And since we're in North Carolina, we're in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, basically our primary airport is going to be in Greensboro, North Carolina. So I'm going to just run across a couple of these packages so you understand what I'm saying. And you can book them days in advance. They don't have to be weeks or months in advance. It could be days in advance. For instance, from Greensboro, now this is going to include hotel and the flight booking. From Greensboro to Detroit for a weekend getaway, it'll cost about $206 per person. From Greensboro to Pennsylvania, you're looking at about $217. From Greensboro to Columbus, Ohio, you're talking about $224. Now, let's say you want to go to Atlanta, $233. So, and the list goes on and on and on, but you go to the site, go to our website, www.dawnstravelsite.com, click on Last Minute Deals, and you'll see all of these travel specials pop up, and you just pick and choose which one that you like to get on, you and your spouse. So that's another program that we're working with. And then I love to tell you about one of the things the company is doing with nonprofits. It's called the Passport to Giving program, and it's so amazing. We were out today meeting with some nonprofits and just putting some things in place, but these charitable organizations are hurting for money. The grants are drying up, and people just aren't giving like they used to. And this program is an awesome way for nonprofits to earn funds 24/7. Once they put the program in place, it works 24/7. It's basically on automatic pilot. And so we like to tell people about turning vacation into donations. And here's how that program works. Basically, the nonprofit is going to get a travel website. And along with that travel website, they're going to get an account manager, a YTB account manager, to help them market that website. And market to whom? Market that website to whom? To their supporters, to their constituents, to people that they deal with. And they're going to market it using the same communications that they're already using, such as newsletters, email communications. And the account manager is going to be there every step of the way to help them design and implement these programs. And one of the things that pays a lot of money in travel is group travel. So the account manager will be there to assist them to set up their group travel, such as cruises or getaways, honeymoon getaways, We've got a program that we call marriage encounters, cruises, those type things. And so let's say that the nonprofit sponsors a cruise, for instance. As long as they've got 20 or more cabins booked, the account manager basically handles the account. So he or she arranges everything, and what happens with the cruise is the organization, after everything is booked and paid for, the organization will receive 60% of the generated booking commissions. For example, we have a $2,400 cruise. Let's say 100 people go on that cruise. That nonprofit is going to make about $24,000. And that will, like I told you, I was talking to a nonprofit today, and one of their programs is a summer camp. The guy told me, he said, "Monty, I need $30,000. Well, since we've got such a late start with bringing this organization into the Passport to Giving program, I told him, well, look, let's set this up, and this program can probably take care of your whole summer camp next year, take care of all your money needs for that summer camp. So we're going to put some things in place and just to get that going. But I just wanted to share some of the programs and some of the services that we offer from our website. Again, our website is www.dawnstravelsite.com. Satawi?
Right. Thank you for sharing that information. We have a caller on the line. Caller 202-641-6605. Are you there? Hello, caller. 202-641-6605. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello?
Hello, yes.
Yes, hi. How are you?
This all right, great.
Is fabulous and fantastic.
Oh, it sounds like our upline in Keechee Taiva. Is that you?
Yeah, that's me. How are you?
Oh, thank you for tuning in for our travel party show tonight.
I am so pumped up. It's so great to hear you all. I love everything that you're saying. Yes, indeed. You are in the right place at the right time. Yes, indeed.
All right. You'd like to share anything with our listening audience as we talk about why we do travel parties and what people can expect to get out of a travel party when they attend one?
Well, I just want to say that the travel party is one of the best and fastest ways to grow your business. It's time and proven. People were making six figures a month with this company, YTB, did it through travel parties. Why invent the wheel when there's a proven path to success? And that's one of the things that travel parties, in fact, do.
All right. We thank you for calling in and sharing that. And
thank you so much, and keep coming on.
Okay, we sure will. Take care.
Okay, you too.
All right. Thanks, and Keechee Taiva, for those comments. One of the other aspects of getting people to understand why this business is such a great opportunity is the tax advantages or tax benefits. There are tremendous tax benefits by having your own home-based business in the travel industry. And I will cover a few of those for our listening audience. First of all, you know, we want to make sure that when we say and share with you about the tax benefits is that it's very important that you understand that we're not making this up. Tax expert Sandy Bakken, author of Lower Your Taxes Big Time, this is a book that he wrote. He's a former IRS attorney. And he says there's hope for all of us who just, you know, hand over our paychecks to Uncle Sam. He says, you know, read his tips on taking advantage of tons of business tax deductions, all within the letter of the law. See, home-based business is one of the very few legal tax shelters left. And there's such things that you can take advantage of by being involved in home-based travel business in terms of tax advantages. One, if you have children between the age of 7 to 18, you can get a $5,300 a year tax break for each one of your children by putting them to work in your business. And you say, what can my 7-year-old do? Hey, they can do stuff like if they already know how to play games on the computer. They can go on the computer for you. They can organize your emails. They can go on the computer for you. They can take and type in business cards and other things that you get into your Microsoft Outlook contact program. They can help clean the house for your travel party. When you're out and about, they can pass out business cards for you. They can pass out flyers for you. They can tell their teachers at school, you know, what mom and dad does. There's a host of things that your children can do to help you promote your business. And what you need to do, though, so that you don't run into problems with the IRS, is you would need to set up an account in their name to put the money in. You can put $5,000, up to $5,300 a year in their account. And then if you take it out to buy them school clothes or other stuff, I mean, by and large, as long as you can show that you paid them. Now, after you paid them, how the money is used, I mean, you was going to use it anyway on them. So, you know, one is helping them also pay for their own expenses and other kind of things. But you put the money in a separate account for them so that you can separate it from your money to show that you did pay your child for working in the business. And because they're under 18, there's no full security that has to come out and no tax that has to come out. That's one way. The other way is that your house, a portion of your house or your apartment that you use for your office is tax deductible. So if you have a six-room house and the one room that you use, and that means one-sixth of your mortgage or one-sixth of your rent, one-sixth of your utility bill, one-sixth of your landline phone bill, your cell bill. You can say your cell bill you use totally for your business. You pay your whole cell bill can be tax deductible. 50% of your cable bill. Say, how can my cable bill be tax deductible? Well, you're in the travel business. So cable, you need CNN to know what's going on in the world. You also need the Weather Channel to know, keep up with weather in terms of where you might travel to, and also the Travel Channel. So your cable is a write-off. If you're still working a job while doing this business, then you have something that's called business-to-business mileage. Every time you leave your house, you're leaving your place of business. Your home-based business becomes your primary business, and your job is your secondary business, even if you're working a full-time job and doing your home-based business part-time. Understand the keywords in language, primary, secondary. You're leaving your home, your primary business, to go to your secondary place of business to work. That mileage is no longer commuter miles. That is business-to-business miles. All of this is within the letter of the law in terms of the IRS. You can write all of that off. Plus, all of your travel is a tax write-off. You can write off all your travel that you participate in or engage in is a tax write-off. And those are some very, very important things to take advantage of. The average person is losing $4,000 to $5,000 a year in terms of taxes that they're not claiming that they could use by simply having a home-based business. Now, you say I might have a home-based business, but I don't make a profit. The IRS is still going to let me write it off? Yes. The IRS requires that you show intent. By having a business that you show intent to make a profit, you show an intent because, one, you have an online travel booking engine with this company, and, two, every month you pay a monthly hosting fee to keep your travel site up, and that shows intent to do business. You also have business cards that you're passing out, intent to do business. You should have a business plan, whether it's a simple one, a complicated one, or whatever. That shows intent to do business. That's all the IRS requires. So those are some of the huge features that people are taking advantage of by being involved in what we call the YTB home-based business opportunity. People are able to travel, write their travel off. People are able to save on their travel, get other people to book travel, and also be able to share with their church or their favorite charity a way that they can be involved and save money on their travel. Monticello, would you like to share with us some of the other aspects of being involved in this business from the point of view of the opportunity that the company allows people to have by helping other people get travel stores.
Get travel what? Satawi.
Yes.
Get travel what?
Travel stores. Being able to get, you know, help other people being able to purchase their own online travel booking engine, and what does that mean by us helping the company open outlets and how that opportunity, aspect of the opportunity works for the individual.
Well, that gives you an opportunity to build your own company within a company. See, one of the things in business that's key is distribution. The more outlets that you have, the more people you can service, the more money you can make. So the company gives you an opportunity as a referring travel agent and as a marketing rep, the company gives you an opportunity to actually market travel stores or travel sites. And that's what you want to do. If you want to build a business, you want to market travel stores. If you just want to sell travel, then you just want a travel site. But my wife and I decided early on in the business that we wanted to do both. We came on as reps and put a plan together to become RTAs. And once we did, now we have the ability to not only sell travel, but we also have the ability to build us a business, to build our distribution system without in our business as large as we want it to be. You know, if you look at McDonald's, McDonald's has about 20 McDonald's stores all over the 20,000 McDonald's stores all over the world. Well, we want a minimum of that. We want a minimum of 20,000 travel stores all over the world in our business, and we're hoping that other people want the same thing. Like I said before, one day, every household that has a computer is going to have their own travel site.
Okay, and can you go into some aspects of the compensation package and how the compensation works when one comes in and gets started and how they get to the highest-paying contract in the company?
Okay, you come in the company, and you want to build what's called your first team. Your first team consists of 6 travel stores. You want to sell 6 travel stores. Now, you don't have to sell them all by yourself, but let's say you get your travel store and you sell 3 more travel stores. Well, now you're in a position to where, let's say the other, you need a total of 6. So let's say the other 3 that you sold, they sell 1 each. So now you've got actually a total of 7 travel stores, including yourself. You get your first 6, that's your first team, and then that 7th travel store begins your power team, the highest compensation position in the company, the power team. And then as you build your power team, every 6 travel stores that sold from your organization, every 6 that sold, you will earn a $1,000 bonus. Now, when you're building your first team, when you're selling your stores, your travel stores, you'll earn $50 for each personal store that you sell, and you'll earn $25 for each store that's sold by your other stores. So you want to get to your power team as quickly as possible. So every store you sell from your power team, personal store that you sell from your power team, you're going to earn $100. And then, as I said, every 6 that's sold in your power team, you're going to earn a $1,000 bonus. So that's very exciting. And then there's also something in a compensation package that's called the 50% match. So as you're selling stores and your people are selling stores, as they're selling stores, you're going to earn 50% of what they make. Let's say 1 week Bill makes $1,000. Well, the company is going to pay him his $1,000, but the company is also going to pay you $500, 50% of what he made.
Man, oh, man, that is exciting.
I love it. It really is exciting, and I look forward to the opportunity to experience all of that.
That is great. You know, and you know, just to think about that, being able to be involved in a company where, you know, you can you know, you go out, you get a job, and you work somewhere, and you recommend somebody to that job, and they come on, and they work, you know, and they do a good job there, and people thank you for, you know, introducing them to that person because they came on and they're a good employee. But they don't give you 50% of what they make. You know, and so to be able to have something called a 50% match, that is awesome. Now, you mentioned the $1,000 bonus. Also, we have a feature where a person gets a $10,000 bonus. Would you care to explain how that works?
Okay, as you are building your distribution system, which is what you want to do, as you're building your distribution system, once you accumulate 100 travel stores in your distribution system, the company is going to pay you a $10,000 bonus. And that's got to be very exciting.
Yeah.
I can't wait to experience that part of the business.
Now, do you have to get those 100 people all by yourself?
No, you don't have to do it all by yourself. You and your team, or you and everybody in your distribution system, contributes to that 100 stores being sold. So, you know, maybe you, let's say you sold 6 stores initially, and then from a combination of training and teaching your people, 100 or 94 more stores were generated. Well, the company is going to write you a check for $10,000, and that's on top of all the $1,000 bonuses that you made, and also on top of the 50% matches that you've made, and also on top of, you know, your personal sponsors. So it just goes on and on and on. The compensation system is unheard of in this industry and in the workforce, period.
Now, with the $10,000 bonus and the $1,000 bonus, are you only eligible for that once, or can you repeat bonus?
You can do that over, actually, into infinity. You can do that as many times as it happens. So it would be to your advantage to make that happen time after time after time after time and on.
That's incredible. Now, what happens when a person moves up and becomes full-time and become what's called a director in the company?
My God, it gets even more exciting at the director's level. This thing just keeps getting better and better and better. As a director, you're moving into an area where the company is going to give you, now you don't have to pay for this, the company is going to give you major medical, the company is going to give you dental, the company is going to give you $150,000 life insurance policy, and on top of all of that, they're going to also give you a $2,000 bonus every month on top of the $10,000 bonus, on top of the $1,000 bonus, on top of the 50% match. So the company is going to give you a $2,000 bonus for just becoming a director. A level one director, you'll get $2,000 every month for just being a director.
Man, oh, man.
Father, what's
over there? Man, oh, man. I mean, that is awesome, awesome, awesome. And then I understand when a person moves up to level two director, they get a $50,000 bonus, and then level three director, $100,000 bonus, level four director, $250,000 bonus, and level five, a $1 million bonus.
Oh, my God. That's exciting.
So the compensation plan is one that's unheard of in the industry, and it's a powerful compensation plan. And, you know, the company also put something in place to keep, you know, from having problems that other companies have had. You know, some companies, you get involved and you get to working and you're building, and just as you got it going good, they change the rules on you. What did YTB put in place to avoid that from happening to people?
So I'm not sitting right in front of it now. Right now, can you explain that, please? Tatawi?
Yes.
I'm not sitting in front of that. Can you explain that?
Yeah, okay. We have what's called the Bill of Rights. The compensation plan is copywritten, and attached to that, you have a Bill of Rights that basically says the compensation plan can never, ever be changed. As we said before, too often there's companies that people get involved in, and you're building it, and you're going along great, and things, you know, just happen wonderful, and your residual income is coming in and coming in, and then the company decides they want to make some changes in the plan. Well, YTB was built by visionaries and people who look at the company from what they call a rep's perspective. And that perspective is that they don't want you to work hard, build something, and then in the end have it taken away from you. They want to make sure that whatever you build is yours for generations to come. So this is a place where one can hang their hat and be comfortable and feel that it's you know, that this is the place to be. And as we get ready to close out and summarize today's program, one of the reasons that we feel it's important to take a look at this opportunity is there's something that's called the cash flow quadrant that a lot of you might have heard of this person in one of his other books besides Rich Dad, Poor Dad. His name is Robert Kiyosaki, and he talks about the cash flow quadrant. Could you close us out with the cash flow quadrant, please, much so?
Okay, the cash flow quadrant actually involves, he's talking about advice that he's getting from his rich dad and advice that he's getting from his poor dad. And basically what it does, it breaks down to this. His poor dad is pointing him in the direction on the left side of this so-called quadrant. And this, on the left side of this quadrant involves being an employee, working for someone else, and also being self-employed, working for yourself. Now, most people actually will accept a job. They'll accept a job with low pay because maybe the job offers them benefits. And then the ultimate dream for most individuals is to be self-employed. Well, we know as an employee, you work a job, and that job pays a position. It doesn't matter how hard you work, it pays that position, whatever that position pays. And if you're self-employed, you've got to do all the work. You've got to, you know, you're the manager, you're the worker. Maybe you came up with the idea. And if you don't work, you don't get paid. So, and you will rarely ever have an opportunity to take a vacation. That's just how it works. And that was the advice that he got from his poor dad. Now, the advice that he got from his rich dad was to build a big business and to become an investor. Now, what do we mean by big business? Remember, we were just talking about McDonald's. That's a big business. Why is that business so big? Because of the number of outlets that they have. They can outsell most companies by the sheer numbers of outlets that they have. And that's what the rich, that's the advice that the rich dad was giving, giving him, so he could make enough money to make his money work for him. And that's very, very key. As a matter of fact, that video is on the website. You can go right to the website and click on that. That website, again, is www.dawnstravelsite.com. You can click right on that piece and get that information. So one of the things I want to do is close out with this. Persistent people begin their success where others end in failure. Persistent people begin their success where others end in failure. In other words, it's something that our upline has told us over and over and over. Never quit. You may just be at a breakthrough. You may just be to the point where this thing is getting ready to happen for you. But you've got to work through whatever you're going through. No matter what that is, you've got to stay focused and work through it, because persistent people begin their success where others end in failure. So, Tawi?
All right. I want to thank you for that. And as we wind down and close out with our theme song, we'll be back on the air Sunday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. And until then, you know, hey, Understand that this is one of the greatest home-based business opportunities that is taking place right now in America, the YTB opportunity. And you can reach me at 252-212-0281. And Monty, give out your contact number.
Our contact number is 336-251-4608.
And until next time, you take care. And on behalf of Cynthia and Satawi Jaheed and Don and Monticello Mitchell, we'll see you at the top.
Let's go.